Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue with our Suffer Well devotional series that we read here every day at Torah Life Ministries. And today it's called To Whom It Concerns. And we're going to be discussing forgiveness and bitterness and what we must endure as believers to be more like the image of Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. So I'm going to read the devotional, and then we're going to get into the teaching here this morning. So I pray that you're all doing well. And this is number 5 in a Suffer Well devotional series. We start off, it says, if you want me to suffer, suffer I have. If you want remorse, you have it. If you want me gone, I will leave. If you want me to be erased from your mind, time will do so. If you desire pain upon me, I have felt its touch. And for you, if you ever suffer, I will be there for you. If you ever have remorse, I will remind you that repentance is good. If others cast you away, I will take you in. If no one thinks of you, I will call you often. When you lose, I will help you regain. When your pain comes, I will pray for your comfort and that you may embrace the renewal. I will always remember you, for I am you. I will always forgive, always hope, and I will always extend my love to you. You said we were brothers. A brother I will be. And we labor working with our own hands. Be reviled, we bless. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as filth of the world, the scum of all things until now. 1 Corinthians 4:12-13. And we're going to look at that verse again, 1 Corinthians 4:12-13. It says, we work weary with our own hands to endure our living. We bless those who curse us. We are patient with those who abuse us. We appeal guilty when evil things are said about us. Yet we are treated like the world's garbage, like everyone's trash, right up to the present moment. These are two brothers sticking together. And if you know the story behind this devotional series, you understand one of them is in prison and the other one is writing this with their words that were sent to them. And brothers that are sticking together through trials, no matter what, is a scriptural principle, a pattern of scripture, a model of scripture, and so on. But the reason and the idea behind this is we will be persecuted. And I remember Richard Ramroth in his film from Fox's books, Voice of the Martyrs, as he was tortured and beat. And I remember he was told not to pray in prison. They told him he couldn't pray, and he would pray, and he would get beat every time he prayed. Beat like you could never have imagined. And then finally his capturer came to him and said, you're going to get beat again because you're praying. What can you possibly have left to pray for? Your children are orphans. Your wife is in prison. And here you are getting beat every day. What can you possibly have to pray for? And this man that was about to get another beating looked at the man who was about to beat him and said, I am praying for you. I am praying for you. I will tell you, bitterness will destroy you. Forgiveness will help you. We have so much to be bitter about in today's world. But we have so much opportunity to forgive those who come over us. Even if they treat us like the trash of the earth. We have brothers that are there for us and will stick with us close, and sisters as well. To not give in to the enemy and let bitterness overtake us is a key. Matthew 5:44 says, but I say, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. This is such an important message in scripture. We see the anger and the rage on people's face today. They're walking around with so much bitterness and anger, and they're just making themselves sick. 1 Peter 3:9 says, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insult when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what Yahweh has called you to do. He will grant you his blessing. Hallelujah. We have to understand this really important message here. So many people are taken down by bitterness and unforgiveness, and it's just destroying them. We have brothers that are there for us no matter how much the world sees us as trash and garbage. We have people close to us that know the truth. And more important, that our Creator knows the truth. And he sees all things. And he knows the truth in all things. So we must not let anyone steal our joy. Under no circumstance. No one is to steal our joy. We are to take on the image of Yeshua and go out and help those in need. Those that persecute us. Those that don't understand our Creator's ways. We must go out there and help and show the character of Yeshua. In Exodus 23, 4 and 5, it says, if you come upon your enemy's ox or donkey, that is straightaway take it back to its owner. If you see the donkey or someone who hates you has collapsed under its load, do not walk by. Instead, stop and help. This is so much different than the character of the people today and the people of the flesh that would walk by laughing, mocking, and maybe even kicking. But Yeshua says, no, to help them. To help them. Think about how much Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, who died for us and tried to redeem us. Think about how many people were against him. And he still asked the Father to forgive them. Think about how much persecution he went through on a daily basis. And he remained steadfast. And he still asks for forgiveness of his Father for those people. Luke 23 verse 34 says, Yeshua said, Father, forgive them. For they don't know what they are doing. And then those soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. Forgiveness. How many of you about to be murdered would be able to forgive your murderer or ask God to forgive them? This is the character of Yeshua and the pattern of Yahweh that he wants us to have and not lose. This is one of the hardest things to ask a human being. Romans 12, 17 to 21 says, never pay back evil with more evil. Never, ever, ever pay back evil with more evil. And you might say, well, I would never do something evil. What I tell you, when you're not forgiving and you hold self-bitterness and you're not forgiving others the way Yeshua forgave us, you're committing an evil. It says, do things in such a way that everyone can see you honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that revenge, the righteous and this anger of God. For the scripture says, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says Yahweh. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In this doing, you will heap burning coals of shame upon their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Such an important message, because there are so many people walking around today that are so bitter and upset. And they just don't get it. They just don't get the image of Yeshua, who had more of a right than anyone else to be upset at us for what we did and what we do every single day. But every single day he comes to us with his glorious grace. 1 Thessalonians 5:15 says, see that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to all people. Yahweh will take revenge for us. It's to forgive and be at peace with everyone. This is the pattern of our Creator and what he wants us to do. It's time we put aside our but what ifs and how and all this other stuff and just listen to the words of our Creator. Bitterness will destroy us. We need to just relax. Hebrews 12:14 says, work at living in peace with everyone and work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see Yahweh. In due time, Yahweh will get his revenge. And then in Philippians 4:7, it says, then you will experience Yahweh's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Yeshua Messiah. Such a beautiful, beautiful message that so many people are missing today because of their desire to take revenge on the world and their idea about an eye for an eye. To get retaliation on things. But our Creator says we are to love our enemies. And just like the devotional said today, you know, this is not of Yahweh to just take revenge on ourselves. Those seeking revenge dig themselves two graves. How beautiful it is to be silent when somebody expects you to be enraged. This is a great message that Yeshua wants us to learn. Vengeance is for Yahweh. Romans 12:19 says, never take revenge. Never means never. As we say, that's up to Yahweh. Deuteronomy 32:35 says, take me belongeth vengeance and repentance. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand. And the things that shall come upon them make haste. And 2 Thessalonians 1:8 says, in flaming fire take vengeance on them that know not Yahweh, and they that obey not the gospel of Yahweh, our wonderful Messiah. Psalms 94:1-2 says, O Yahweh, the God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, let your glorious justice shine forth. Arise, O Yahweh of the earth, and give the proud what they deserve. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. Proverbs 20:22 says, don't say, I avenged the wrong. Wait on Yahweh and he will deliver you. And Hebrews 10:30 says, for we know him who said, it is mine to avenge and I will repay. And again, Yahweh will judge his people. And then finally, I give you Ezekiel 25:17. It says, I will execute terrible vengeance against them to punish them for what they have done. And when I have inflicted my revenge, they will know that I am Yahweh. This is a wonderful opportunity for Yahweh to shine and for you to witness the people through your emotions, not of human emotions of revenge and anger and bitterness, but forgiveness and love that he tells us to do. Over and over again, he tells in scripture to turn the other cheek, to love your enemies. Matthew 5:38-39 says, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you to resist not evil, but whoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to them and also the other. 1 Peter said, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate insult for insults. But understand. We have to understand. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against a fellow Israelite, but love your enemy as you love yourself. I am Yahweh, says Leviticus 19:8. This is a scriptural pattern that he wants us to follow, that people don't often think about enough. But we understand the blessings that come out of forgiving others, because if we don't, we walk around bitter. We walk around bitter all the time if we don't do this. We think about what it says in the scripture about forgiving others. Ephesians 4:32 said, instead be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as through Yeshua has forgiven you. Matthew 6:14-15 says, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Mark 11:25 says, but when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins. No bitterness, no grudge against others. Forgive us our offense, and we have also forgiven those who have offended us. And I tell you this now because there's so much reason more than ever before to be bitter at others. But we're going to release that today. This day is going to be the end of that. We're going to become a new person in Yeshua. And we're going to say a prayer here to release that bitterness and to just accept his love and acceptance and to live in peace with others. As it says in 2 Corinthians 3:11, dear brothers and sisters, I close my letter with these last words. Be joyful, grow to maturity, encourage each other, live in harmony and peace. Then the God of love and peace will be with you. And 1 Thessalonians 5:13 says, show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work, and live peacefully with one another. The only way we can escape this bitterness and unforgiveness is by loving our enemies, because they will come against us. Proverbs 25:21 reminds me of this one. It says, if your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. love your enemies and pray for those that persecute you is one of the foundational principles of Scripture and taking on the attitude of Yeshua, the mind of Yeshua. Forgive them, for they know what they have done, not what they have done, as he is about to be executed and murdered. If anyone wants to take your shirt, give them your coat as well. The principles are all over Scripture that we must do this. And we look at this, and we look at the consequences we put on ourselves when this happens. The revenge that we can take, but we choose to leave it up to Yahweh. Matthew 26, 49 to 52 talks about this. So Judas came straight to Yeshua. Greetings, Rabbi, he explained, and gave him a kiss. My friend, go ahead and do what you have come for. Then the others grabbed Yeshua and arrested him. But one of the men with Yeshua pulled out his sword and struck the high priest's slave, slashing off his ear. And Yeshua said, put away your sword. Those who use the sword will die by the sword. Those who use bitterness will die by bitterness. Those who use unforgiveness will die by unforgiveness. Remember, David had the perfect opportunity to kill Saul, but he didn't. David said, don't kill him. 1 Peter 2:21 to 23 says, for Yahweh called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Yeshua suffered for you. He is your example, and you must follow his steps. He never sinned, nor he deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. His life in his case in his hands of Yahweh. He left them in Yahweh's hands, who also was judging fairly. That we could learn that, to learn that and be released from the problems that come along with bitterness. The problems that come along with bitterness. And there's a problem because so many people today are being done wrong. Even by people they know, not only by enemies, but people they know that being betrayed by people. Psalms 41:9 says, even my closest friend whom I trusted, the one who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. And Psalms 55:12 says, for it is not an enemy who insults me. I could have handled that. Nor is it somebody who hates me and now arises against me. I could have hidden myself from him. But it is you, a man who I treated as my equal, my personal conflict, my close friend. We have good fellowship together, and we even walk together in the house of Yahweh. We have to understand the test that Yahweh is going to put us through. The hardest things Yahweh is going to ask us to do. But the things of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, are there waiting for us to be done. And we have the opportunity, the willingness, and the power to do these things. Again, Yeshua says we must cry out to him for help in these situations. It says in Psalms 27:10, even if my father and mother abandon me, Yahweh cares for me. I called upon Yahweh and Yahweh will deliver me. Morning, noon, and night, I mulled over these things and cried out in my distress, and he heard my voice. Yahweh will fight for you. You only have to be silent. Exodus 14:4. Be still and know that he is God. Hallelujah. All the nations will come and bow at his feet and honor him. Everyone. Understand, Yeshua was persecuted more than anyone else. And he was able to trust the Heavenly Father for what he's doing, for his revenge. In every trial we have, there's a blessing. In Matthew 5:10 to 12, it says, how blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, because the kingdom from heaven belongs to them. How blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and say all sorts of evil things against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be extremely glad, because your reward in heaven is great. That's how they persecuted the prophets who came before you. We shouldn't be looking for a way to get revenge, but instead forgive others, just like Yahweh forgave and forgives you every single day. Every single day, seeking peace as the answer, holiness and peace, Romans 12, 14 to 19 says, bless those who persecute you. Keep on blessing them and never curse them. Rejoice with those who are rejoicing. Cry with those who are crying. Live in harmony with each other. Do not be arrogant, but associate with the humble people. Do not think that you are wiser than that you really are. Do not pay anyone back evil for evil, but focus on your thoughts on what is right in the sight of all people. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live in peace with all people. Do not take revenge, dear friends, but leave the room for Yahweh's wrath. For it is written, vengeance belongs to me. I will pay them back, declares Yahweh. We must get this concept down. I know it's hard and I know it's difficult, but we must do it. No bitterness. No bitterness. We can do it. All things through Him who strengthens us. Do not dwell on with the bitterness and the hatred, and fix your eyes on Yeshua. It says in Hebrews 12, 15, make sure that no one falls short of the grace of Yahweh, and that no root of bitterness springs up causing trouble, and by it defiling many. Isaiah 26, 3 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. We must rely on the Rahadak Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, and pray. Romans 8, 26 says, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through the wordless groans. We need to forget the past and move on, and we're about to do this prayer of release right now. I'm going to do a prayer of release with you so you get it. But we start off with Philippians 3, 13 and 14. It says, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before. I press towards the mark for the press of the holy calling of Yeshua Messiah. Thank you, Father Yahweh. Thank you so much, Father Yahweh. Matthew 24, 9 and 10, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. And at that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. Our example says, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. We already looked at all the examples. Now let's do a release. Let's release that right now. Repeat after me in this prayer of release. Whatever it is your bitterness against, if it's somebody or something, just fill it in here. Repeat after me. In the name of Yeshua, I purpose and choose to forgive that such a person and name that person from my heart for what they did and whatever it is that is, just name it out loud. In the name of Yeshua Messiah, I cancel all their debts and obligations to me. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, I ask you to forgive me for my bitterness towards and name that person in this situation. In the name of Yeshua and by the power of his blood, I cancel Satan's authority over me in this memory because I have forgiven. Continue to repeat after me. In the name of Yeshua, I command that all the tormentors that have been assigned to me because of my unforgiveness, leave me now. Holy Spirit, I invite you into my heart and to heal me of this pain. Please speak your words of truth to me about this situation. And as you hear from him, write it down. Write it down. And use it as your testimonial of how you've come over this bitterness. Write it down and say that prayer whenever you need to. And he answers prayers and he frees us. Remember, as believers, we're supposed to pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit and rejoice. Rejoice. If you're not able to walk around and rejoice at all times, you've allowed the enemy to steal your joy. To take your joy away, and then you'll be walking in bitterness. And that is not what our Creator wants of us. He wants us to walk in joy. Joy, 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 joy. none of these other things that are not of him. None of these things of fear, vengeance, anger, none of them. We need to trust our Creator and what our Creator desires of us. As we read in a devotional today, if you want me to suffer, suffer I have. If you want remorse, you have it. For if you want me gone, I will leave. If you want me to be erased from your mind, time will do so. If you desire pain upon me, I felt it. We leave it and release it. And we go. You know what it says in the scriptures? If you go to a house and they don't bless you, kick off the dust from your sandals and move on. But if they accept you, bless that house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we can treat people like those houses and seek peace in all things, at all times, in all ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, for this day you have made, for this wonderful day. May you release all of us of any bitterness, any anger, anything that is not of you, Father Yahweh. Thank you for the great work you do in our lives on a daily basis, Father Yahweh. And thank you for just forgiving us for our ungratefulness and for us just accepting just what is without even thinking about how serious these things are, Father Yahweh. And just meditating, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for all these great blessings we have amongst us. And let us look close to you, Father Yahweh, and focus on you and not of the things that are not of you. In the name of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah. And all his promises are yes and amen. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. You can see more of these teachings and devotionals at our website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. You can also support us there. We're also on Patreon at patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. And that's your support and your prayers are much helpful in keeping this radio show on the air and also on the internet. And just thank you for everyone who will pass these messages along with others. And just remember that our Creator wants us to move past anything that is not of him. And nothing of him should be in us. Nothing that's not of him should be in us. Only things that are of him. As we draw close to him and walk with him and talk with him, he'll show us the way we need to go. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day out there, everybody, today. Yahweh be with you all, and stay at peace and shalom. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
Greetings, WCNO family. Our spring prayer and chair begins Monday, March 31st at 7 a.m. We look forward to these coming days to celebrate God's blessings and share his vision for this ministry. As always, we need your God-led support, your faithful generosity in Christ. Remember, it all begins Monday, March 31st.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasser Bradley, Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.